Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of ASAP was sponsored by The Drop, where you can find all your latest in fashion, home, skate, and tech. Don't forget to enter code SHOWASAP at checkout for an additional 10% off your order at thedrop.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Session, make sure you subscribe, follow, share, and don't forget to give us at ASAP a 5-star rating. Yo, it's Sean Allen. I got my co-host with me, Atali.
What's good?
Yeah, man. So the age-old debate, Pac or Big. Let's just jump right into it, man. Let's cut all the dumb shit and jump right into it. Pac or Big?
Big.
I say Pac because Pac has. Okay, why Big? Because I know why.
Nah, you go when, first. No, you go
I mean,
first.
Big only has what, like 30 songs in total, 40 songs, two albums. I mean, you guys wasn't riding with Big until he died. You know what I mean? Big didn't have those hits and those numbers until he passed. Tupac was a bona fide superstar. You know what I'm saying? Way before he died, you know, number one songs and albums and singles. It didn't take Pac to die for him to be a superstar. It took Big to die for Big to be a superstar. Juicy was hitting, you know what I mean? But like, he didn't have like, Pac was just a bigger star, man. And Pac has the material.
Now you think, okay, Pac has the material. It was very unfortunate that, you know, we lost both of them and we lost Big when we lost him. But let's not forget his journey. Like, he went with a kid named Sean Combs, right?
Right.
Didn't have any type of, like, it was like a tryout situation. It was just like a bona fide, like, all right, we just gonna jump right into this thing. The fact that Big, you know, was able to start from the ground up and really build with a kid that everyone slept on for the most part. That's one of my reasons, you know what I'm saying, why I really fuck with Big. And it's just like, you ain't hear about Pac battling niggas on the block, battling people in New York, battling people wherever
wait
he
a minute.
Was from. Hits is cool. Like you said, his body of work, Pac's body of work is big. Like, you get what I'm saying? But
right.
Like, I'm not seeing Pac, like, Pac was already kind of on before Big was kind of on.
My point.
Yeah, but he wasn't the main front guy though.
Who was bigger than Pac at that time?
He wasn't the main. He was with Digital Underground. He wasn't even like a thought.
Fucking Dear Mama was before fucking, or was after Digital Underground, but before Death Row. That was huge.
Yeah, it was very huge.
You know, Me Against the World was huge.
Yeah, it was huge. But I'm saying from the ground, from the scratch, from like
Pac. Okay, so Pac was with Digital Underground. Pac has a fucking the history. You know what I mean? He has a history. He has this goes back to the material. He has a history. He has the material. He has the time in the industry. He has the time as being an artist, as being, you know, a rapper, a lyricist, whatever you want to call him. You know, from every perspective. You know what I mean? So he could be the greatest of all time because he's been there. He's been doing it for a minute. Big, on the other hand, just had two albums and fucking y'all niggas act like this is the best thing since sliced bread. And nobody was fucking with Big until he died like that. You know what I mean? Juicy was in that 112 joint. That was like huge. You know what I mean? That was big. That was the movement. That was the Bad Boy movement. You know what I mean? So Big was big because Big was a part of a movement. You know what I mean? But without Bad Boy, you think that Big would have been Big?
I just think Big.
That was an era. That was a
yeah.
Moment.
I think yeah. Without Bad Boy, Big wouldn't have been Big because I mean Bad Boy started with him.
Exactly.
Like it started with him, but let's not forget Big put people on. Big brought along other artists that got their bread up too at the same time.
I mean, I don't think Big would have worked without. Big would have been dope, and he definitely would have been a force in the game. But I don't think he would have. I think the Bad Boy thing added to that whole component of. I don't think Big would have been Big without Bad Boy.
I mean, and I don't think Bad Boy wouldn't have been Big without Big.
I agree with you on that.
But you gotta understand, like in the same sense, yeah. Pac did numbers. Pac. Excuse me. He has some flight singles. I ain't gonna knock him, but like, I'm not hearing no Outlaws getting played like that.
Yeah, nobody is talking about Outlaws.
No. But I'm saying I get that. But I'm saying like the thing that.
But we know that
Big,
shit.
I think Big's his influence was just like
Junior Mafia. I mean,
Junior Mafia. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just for my opinion. Like outside, I mean, if he lived longer. Who knows how many more hit songs he would have had, how many more hit records that he would have had. But it's just like...
Well, nah, I don't... Okay.
His influence in hip-hop is way like... Is there a Tupac way?
Yeah, there is. What do you mean?
Like a Tupac Boulevard out here?
Oh, nah, there's not a Tupac Boulevard. But they got a big one in Flatbush, right? That side. I know, nigga, that don't mean shit. We got a Nipsey Square. That don't mean shit.
I'm thinking,
shit.
If we talk about impact, we don't really know the.
Listen, so this is the thing with Big. Big is like an era of hip hop. You know what I mean? Like, Big is, okay, yeah, I'm not gonna argue, one of the greatest of all times, but like, he represents an era of hip hop, like the golden age of hip hop. I think that's what they call it. So Big represents that. You know what I mean? Tupac doesn't have an era. Tupac is just, you know what I mean? It transcends a few years or a sound or, you know what I mean? Tupac, like you said, Digital Underground, you know what I mean? Me Against the World, Tupacalypse Now, then fucking All Eyes on Me. That's when he became a pop star. But it's different times. It's era, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not just like a sound or one era. You know what I mean?
But so I feel like with the direction of music right now, I feel like his that era of hip hop, it influences like
everything.
It influences a lot of shit. And I ain't knocking Pac like at all. I just think that, you know, for me personally, it's just like I like the fact that, you know what I'm saying, he was in that era of hip hop where people pay homage to him, the greatest. Jay-Z, people pay homage to, like,
but
a lot of people take a lot of stuff from Big.
Is it because he's dead, though?
No, well, yeah, it's paying homage, but at the same time, it's like, every rapper that was alive at some point that passed away, they're not, like, everyone's not reciting stuff from them to pay homage.
Okay, I feel like Big was big when he was alive. I mean, he was, you know what I mean? Look at Lil' Kim and look what she's done. And look at Junior Mafia and C's.
112.
And, you know what I mean?
Faith.
Yeah. So, but that's an era.
No, and that's saying a lot. Though when you're able to, he catapulted a lot of people into positions where, like, he made stars out of them. He helped.
I just think that was the movement, though. That was just the time and the movement. His success and what he's done for the community is, again, I'm not taking anything from Big. I'm not taking anything from his, you know, artistry, his lyrics, his flow, his music. But I think a lot of that has to do with the time of it. It couldn't stand alone. It just could not stand alone. It had to be, it's a part of that movement. Tupac could stand alone. You understand what I mean? And Tupac did stand alone. Big thing is.
Yeah.
And if Big was alive today, Big wouldn't probably be shit. Why? Because look at fucking the Lox. Look at fucking Black Rob. Look at fucking Faith Evans. Look at everybody else on Bad Boy. They suck. Nobody from Bad Boy is huge now. Who is huge from Bad Boy?
I don't think that.
We know how Diddy do his artists. Who is huge?
But we know how Suge does his artists.
What do you mean? Look at Snoop Dogg is a household name. Dr. Dre is one of the greatest of all time.
Because he got out of it. Everybody
that came from Death Row.
Yeah.
Who we know are huge,
of course, because
juggernauts in the industry.
Yeah, because they had to go
TV, branding, everything. Bruh. Cube, look at Dre, look at fucking Pac, look at fucking Snoop.
They had to go.
Look at fucking Daz. Daz is making beats and shit.
They had to go. Like, of course, if anybody with a bag from your backyard is offering to help you and put you in a position to have these connections, of course. But eventually. They all was like, "Yo, fuck this," and they got out of there. Should
created stars.
None of them was willing to be like, "Yo, I'm," you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm down to, you know. But it's just like, I know on the other end, it's people that was probably just like with Diddy. Like, so you think if Death Row had a reunion tour, people would jump on that?
Hell yeah, man.
So Suge was still out, and Suge was like, "Yo, let's do." Of course they had their talks behind closed doors or whatever. So you really think that these niggas would be like?
I think so. If Suge came out of jail now and Suge went through a Death Row reunion tour, niggas would definitely fuck with it. I think they all would be on board. Corrupt guys.
They're gonna be on for the bag, of course, but they're not gonna really like. No one's gonna really. I don't see that happening.
I think so, man. I think that it could happen because, like, I mean, look at these players, man. Look at Snoop, fucking Dre, Cube. These niggas are huge. They're not just like Black Rob or fucking G Dep or Mace. These are like superstars, you know? People know who Ice Cube is, and people don't even know Ice Cube.
People got their flows from Mace, dog.
Wait, say it again?
People got their flows from Mace. Mace influenced a lot of people. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, ain't nobody...
Okay.
Everyone wants to be like Pac. I fuck with Pac more so as he wasn't spitting no dope bars like that.
What do you mean Pac wasn't spitting no dope bars?
And his production was decent. Besides the tracks that he's known for, his production was not like that.
Pac had bangers, man. Fucking Brenda's Got a Baby. Something about
those are the singles.
Pregnancy and rape and shit. Now everybody want to talk about mental health and rape. Tupac was on that shit on Tupacalypse Now, man.
He was.
And now it's a fucking, now it's a hot button in the industry and fucking media now. Everybody want to talk about mental health and sexual abuse and stuff. Pac was on that shit when he first came out. You know what I mean? Fucking Holler If You Hear Me, talking about police brutality and shit like that. That nigga was on that shit way before niggas was publicly talking about.
Cool.
Well, all the West Coast niggas was talking about fucking police brutality and justice and shit before East Coast niggas got on it anyway. So let's hard stop right there. You know what I mean? Shout out to Cube and NWA and fucking Ice-T. Remember Ice-T said fuck the police?
And that nigga be acting in police movies all the time now. That shit is funny.
Shout out to Ice-T though, man. That's another West Coast dude, man. That's, you know what I mean? Doing his thing or whatever. But Pac, man. Pac was just, he talked about everything. You know what I mean? Big didn't talk about half of the shit that Pac talked about. Now on fucking All Eyes on Me, Pac was talking about some real shit too.
You gotta think about his background. Of course, he got way more shit because he
been out
Big,
longer.
Big don't know his Big. I'm correct me if I'm wrong, but Big didn't. He grew up with his mom. He didn't. His mom wasn't fighting for equality or justice. You know what I'm saying? Like when you coming up, when Afeni Shakur got you.
So what? Yeah. So that's like you answering the you answering but
no, that's
your own
cool.
shit.
No. Because the last episode you asked me who I want to work with, and I say. Musically, this is why I want to work with him because I like his sound, I like his production, and that's musically. But if we get into Pac, of course, he stood for a lot of different shit that caused Biggie. But like at the same time, like I said again, like Pac's not from the West Coast as much as y'all want to claim that he is. That's a fact, and that's cool. But the thing is, Brooklyn was best out till he died, nigga. Brooklyn was. Like, not Brooklyn, but Big was, he was best out till he died, nigga. It was no, oh, yeah, I'm going to go here. And that's why I fucked with him, too, which is cool. But I just think for me, musically, if I had to make a song with the tracks that Tupac got and the production that Big got, I would sound better on production from Big's people.
Okay, I mean,
could you really hear me on any of a G-funk type of beat from Pac? Could you hear me on any type of Pac production?
I can hear you on anything, man. I can hear you on a rock track, man.
I like that, man. Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
But your preference is a fucking 1970s soul sample.
Yeah.
That Diddy used a million times. Yeah, I mean, okay. You like that sound. You like that vibe. You like that era. Nothing is wrong with that, man. But
I don't want to ride on my enemies. I don't want to.
Like
I don't.
You like, you like that. Okay, so like, you like that era of music. You know what I mean? Because all that music that came from that era kind of sounded like East Coast music. Kind of had that same play. You know what I mean? The pole Bad Boy shit and Uptown Records and shit. You mean? So it kind of has that. I see where you're going with that, but I will say too. Ready to Die is musically and lyrically, you know, it's one of the best projects of all time. But Ready to Die musically, just production alone
was phenomenal.
You know what I mean?
Bro.
It was well thought out. They put money into that production. Yeah. You know what I mean? Those samples and shit. It definitely is nostalgic listening to it from a samples point of view. But then even listening to it today, it brings you back to that whole era of, you know what I'm saying? Bad Boy and East Coast versus West Coast and shit like that. But I think that All Eyes on Me, though, kind of brings you back to a nostalgic era of, like, the G-Funk and Dre and Lowrider and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get what you're saying, but you know what I mean? Overall, though, Pac was a better lyricist and artist, and Death Row was better than Bad Boy.
I'm not going to say that Pac was a better lyricist than Big.
Bad Boy, because rap was hip hop was fun.
Hip hop before Biggie was battling the top niggas on his block. We're going around competing.
Pac
against,
wasn't a battle rapper though,
because he ain't a real lyricist.
Nigga, that don't mean
the thing is, nah. I mean, that's real. The thing is, when you heard Biggie said slick ass shit, double entendre shit that had you thinking. Pac just said it with way more conviction and passion about what he said. You feel me? Right. It was just like, when he said whatever he felt at that moment, you was going to feel what he was saying. You can really feel what Pac was saying through his words.
Pac was in movies, too. He was a movie star.
That's dope, yo. That wasn't, you know what I'm saying? That's cool. But, like, at the same time.
Artists, man. Well-rounded artists.
You know what I'm saying?
That's who you should want to mold yourself.
I mean,
after.
Who do we? I mean, but all his roles except fucking what? Poetic Justice. It was the same type of roles.
Nigga, you're a hater, man.
Nah, I mean that's real facts. Hater. That's the real shit.
He got a song with fucking. He did a movie with. He kissed Janet Jackson.
That's great,
and
bro.
John Singleton. Shout out to rest in peace, John Singleton and Tupac.
All I'm saying is he was
that's
the
a classic
same,
ass movie.
He
though.
Was the same character in every movie, bro. I'm just saying. You know how the casting goes. With
Tupac, Lucky made me want to be an actor. I've seen Poetic Justice.
Nah, I'm joking. Nah.
it is like he played variations of himself in every movie. Like, cause on fucking Poetic Justice, I kind of do this thing where, like, Poetic Justice is me against the world, Tupac. So he plays that role mm-hmm. of, like, you know what I mean? The music kind of matches, or like the how he looks in Poetic Justice kind of matches the era of Me Against the World and fucking what was that movie called? Bulletproof? What was it called?
I know you told me he was a cop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That kind of reminds me of Tupacalypse Now. Like,
yeah.
Even though Tupacalypse Now was a lot about police brutality and like injustices and shit like that, it kind of goes.
Oh, you're whole. Talking about.
I think it's called Bulletproof.
Gridlock.
Oh, Gridlock, Gridlock.
Gridlock, when he was a cop. The other one was when I think he was in a group. He was in like a jazz group. He was a drug user in that one movie I think you're talking about.
See,
Bulletproof.
All the material. And you know what I mean? Let me look that up real quick.
Yeah, I think it was called like Bulletproof or some shit like that. Gridlock, he played a cop. He was a crooked cop. Above the rim, he was a known drug dealer.
Yeah, man. Oh, fucking Juice. So, okay, so
Juice was he switched sides.
That's one of the best movies of all time.
It is, bro. And that's one of his best. I think one of his best performances that he's ever done. I really thought this motherfucker was crazy, yo. Like after watching that, like I really thought that he had a side of him where it was just like.
It just like I'm just looking at his filmography. Bullet.
We were both. I was all the way.
Oh, I said Bulletproof. And you
were closer.
Gridlock. I was close.
Gridlock was the one. He was a cop.
Came after.
Yeah.
So listen to this. This is all before. I hate when people say Tupac became a star with Death Row. No, this shit was all before Death Row. Tupac got with
Death
Row.
Yeah, no, he got.
He was a huge star,
but
before
he still betrayed the same character.
Nah, nigga.
Yeah,
Juice except is poetic, not lucky from
Poetic Justice. Even still, Poetic Justice. That's one.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
His only one was like, I'll give that guy a hug. I'll give him a high five. That's one of the characters, but you're not dapping motherfucking Bishop from Juice up. You're not giving him a high five. You're not giving, what was his name in Above the Rim? I forget. But you're not giving him no dap or no
fine. I think his name was Birdie.
Birdie, some shit like that. Yeah, like, I'm not, none of those roles I'm not trusting Pac except for Poetic Justice.
Oh, so he was a bad guy in all of them?
He was a bad guy in all of them. Yes, yo, he was definitely a bad guy in all of them. He switched up on his friends in Juice. Like, yeah, yo, Juice was just, that's one of my favorite movies, bro, but I just hate the fact that it had to be, Pac could have been Omar Epps. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he could have played.
That movie did kind of, I remember that in media too. Yeah. That movie kind of, I was like 8 or 9 years old when that shit came out. That movie kind of villainized him because around that time Juice came out, I don't know if it was, but I was fucking a huge Tupac fan. Before or after that movie came out, he got shot. Something happened to where he got shot. It was real. Then he went to jail. That all happened around Juice. And I remember that was like, I remember he did an interview with, Kurt Loder or Tabitha Soren. I'm fucking old, man. He fucking, and they talked about how he was in jail. He just got out of jail. Mm-hmm. One of his interviews was with Kurt Loder or Tabitha Soren from MTV. I remember it was one of those two because he got an interview with one before he went to jail. And he got one with the interview after he got out of jail, but it was all around Juice and he got shot and shit. And I remember one of the questions was like, is this playing out in real life? Like, your character is like trickling down to like art imitates life. And he went on this whole, you know, tangent that he, you know, that kind of had nothing to do with what they were asking. Mm-hmm. But I remember around that time he was getting a lot of shit with Juice and shit. But he was just phenomenal. He was a great actor to me. You say he played the same role.
Yeah, bro. I mean, he played that shit like,
I didn't really enjoy him in Above the Rim. I don't know why. I never really got into that movie like that. But Juice and Poetic Justice, but Poetic Justice alone, if he didn't do anything else, Poetic Justice alone is enough. I enjoyed him in that.
Yeah.
Classic Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That was dope. But that just goes to show like the artistry and like the range he had. He not only did music and rap about everything, and production and, you know, dancing and shit like that, because he was dancing with Digital Underground. He was an actor. I mean, he was a phenomenal actor. Just imagine if he was still alive, where he would have been. Then his pairing with Death Row, that just took him musically to a whole different stratosphere. You know what I mean? So just imagine if he was alive now, how huge he would be. You know what I mean? We see where all Death Row's former artists or artists or affiliation, we see where they went and who they are now. You know what I mean? They're all huge. So just imagine if Tupac was still alive, where he wouldn't even have to do music. None of them do music anymore. Snoop is the only one that kind of plays in music, but they're all fucking household names. Huge. You know what I mean? So that just goes to show his artistry and his range and how much people believed in him and saw the potential in him. Unlike Big, they didn't see that in Big. I don't think that they saw that in Big. That's why Big wasn't able to soar and branch out as much as Tupac was or had.
Looking into his just life, you think they didn't see it in him because early on he was just involved in the streets a lot?
Nah, man. Because Tupac was shooting people and getting shot.
But I mean, that's like charges. That's way down the line, though. That was like,
I think Big wouldn't have been able
Pac,
to go.
Pac was in. He was a artist. He went to school for the arts. He was like, he wasn't a badass Big was in the streets from like early on. Like,
wasn't his mom like a teacher though?
I think his mom was
Viola Wallace.
I think a teacher.
I think Big would have got, like, Diddy would have done the same thing he done to all his other artists to Big. You know what I mean? I think that would have happened. I think that Big wouldn't have been able to, I don't think he would be Big if he was alive. I don't think I think Tupac would have been huge, like, you know what I'm saying, Elvis, Michael Jackson, some shit. And I don't think Big wouldn't have been, we still would have been referencing Big's old work versus Pac if Pac was alive. There'll be so much more shit to talk about.
I think, maybe if he would have left Death Row, I think maybe if he left, because I think that.
Oh, he would have left Death Row. He, he would have left Death Row. Like, that would have happened. Everybody left Death Row. But Tupac still would have been making music or made music. He would have made movies. He would have been into film. He would have done what his boys did. You know what I mean? What the Snoops did, what the Dre's did, what the Ice Cubes did. Pac would have been a part of that whole, you know what I mean?
I think Big would have probably started building his own type of empire, just learning the ropes under Diddy. Even if Diddy were to fuck him over or do whatever, I think that Big would have still had the same, he would have had the mindset, the business mindset, because that's the thing with, Pac was just so off the handle at times where it was just like, and then, I mean, I'm not knocking his track record with the law and everything like that. I'm not anybody to judge, but just from the, you know, perspective.
He was a rock star, though.
Yeah, nah. Oh, most definitely.
He was with Madonna. You remember he dated Madonna?
Most definitely. He was definitely a rock star, but, I mean, like, motherfuckers was not, executives was not about to try to sit down and do business with Pac in a sense, like, dealing with, like,
It was like,
and not saying that that's not a bad thing, because you know, bad publicity is good publicity. It could be,
right.
It goes hand in hand, but at the same time, it's just like nobody in, you know, with the ties and shit is going to be sitting there across from trying to talk to Pac. And it's just, you know, with everything overshadowing him and his legacy, they might be a little bit more timid as opposed to Big. They're like, okay, he's helped put certain people from these different, you know, type of situations in a position to win. And hey, it might be a win-win situation if Diddy were to like try to fuck over Biggie, but you know, Biggie's smart enough to know like that shit didn't start with anybody. It started with him. They built that foundation off of Biggie.
Oh yeah, definitely. It wouldn't be a bad boy without Biggie. I definitely agree with that. But I do think that Biggie, I think he became bigger after he died, and Diddy monetized his death and his legacy. I mean, can we agree on that?
Yeah.
And I don't think Suge ever tried to monetize off of Pac's death or legacy. Cause all that shit that came out after Tupac died wasn't on Death Row. That was his estate doing all that.
Yeah, I didn't like those Biggie had those remixes.
They were trash.
That was a bad idea. Yeah, I didn't rock with the.
That was. I don't know if that was his estate doing that or Bad Boy doing that.
That was kind of trash. I didn't really rock with those. Those remixes, they should never have been done.
Not a material remixing old songs.
Yeah. It's just with the artist that was on there. It just didn't fit. Like how you said that era. It didn't fit that vibe or that feel of like what we were accustomed to listening to from Big, you know?
Not at all. But I definitely will when I hear Biggie, people talk about Biggie, bring Biggie up, I do think of an era. I think of like some years, a few years. I think of it's very visual. And then when people bring up Pac, it's just like, okay, it was this moment, it was that moment, it was that time, I was this age, I was that, you know what I mean? It's just much more material to kind of back him up and back up the legacy versus Biggie. I think you guys be giving him, you know, too much because he died. You know what I mean? Pac was way better than Biggie. And
Pac, I don't know, yo, like, I don't know, yo. I think that they both had their own style and delivery. I just feel like no one's really quoting that much of Pac's lyrics for homage.
Because there's so many of them.
Because I mean, Biggie's lyrics was just that fly and that, like, he was a lyricist. Pac was more of he was a great storyteller that you felt everything that he talked about. And I just feel like, you know, they're both great artists. Lyricist-wise, like, Big had that.
Let me give you some trivia. Who are the only artists who have a song with both Biggie and Pac? Who is the only artist or group?
Bone Thugs.
Oh shit, you know your shit. A lot of people don't know that. That's dope. You know a lot of people don't know that?
Yo, they body both features. Like, yeah. Both of them was hard as fuck.
That's pretty dope, you know that. Notorious Thugs and what's the Tupac one called? It's on East.
We ride on that
and pop, pop. That one?
Damn, I gotta look that up.
Yeah, but that's dope you know that. That's dope you know that, man.
Yeah, bro. Bone Thugs, because they were like the in-betweeners, because they were like, you know, they fucked with the West Coast, and they were from Cleveland.
They was West Coast. They was from Cleveland, but they were West Coast. Stop trying to take our little shit away from us. The niggas was West Coast. Oh, my gosh.
They were not West Coast. But they had the West Coast vibe in the field.
They had fucking DJ Unique was doing all their beats.
Yeah.
Fucking Eazy-E. That shit was West Coast music, man. You know what I mean? We embraced them out here when that shit came out. That was West Coast, man. Ruthless Records. They're from Cleveland, you know what I mean? But the vibe, but a lot of Cleveland acts kind of had a West Coast vibe. And I don't know if that was influenced by Bone Thugs or not, but them niggas is West Coast. Just like you say, Pac ain't West Coast. I'm from the West Coast. Nah, that was some West Coast shit. So, yeah, that was dope, though, man. I like Bone. Shout out to Bone, too, man. One of my good friends is from Cleveland, kind of came up with them. Very dark. Dark music kind of remind me of you a little bit. Your music kind of
just a little bit slower. Tweet. Yeah, they're a little bit slower though. I can't keep up with
them. Oh yeah,
dudes,
yeah,
bro.
Fast.
You
know, yeah, shout out to Bone though. But I definitely think that it's unfortunate that we did lose. They both Pac and Biggie. You know, again, Biggie's one of the greatest of all time. I'm not taking that away from him. As I said in the last episode, he's from that, you know, that class. I always say this, I make the comparison, Biggie and Pac, that's number one. Then Nas and Jay, that's number two. And Kendrick and Cole, that's number three. Those are my three tiers or eras of hip-hop, of rap, lyricism. And Biggie's definitely, you know, one of the greatest of all times. But he just don't have the material. He just don't have the catalog that Pac has. You know what I mean? Pac, to me, for me, Pac has every song for every mood. I learned about fucking the first rap song I learned, I knew by heart, was Brenda's Got a Baby. I don't know why.
How old were you when that came out?
I don't know how old I was. And you know what's funny? When he died, I think that was his first single. His first single as a solo artist. He died. So in that video, Pac had a fucking UNLV jacket on with a UNLV beanie. That's where he got shot at. Ain't that something?
Damn.
He predicted his death. But yeah, I remember that song, man. That was the first rap song I remember learning by heart, or that I knew by heart. I don't think I learned that. I think I just knew it. I don't even know why I knew that, because that's a sad-ass song. But it's just, you know, when my homies call, you taught me how to be friends and be loyal and shit. Dear Mama, I mean, he just got those songs for every mood. And Thug Holiday. Oh, that's Trick Daddy. My bad. I'm being silly. Remember Thug Holiday by Trick Daddy? But yeah, man, Pac just got them songs and he got the material. He got the catalog. And fucking Biggie don't. You know what I mean? But Biggie definitely is one of the greatest. And, you know, golden age of hip hop, golden era of hip hop, Biggie is definitely, you know, contributor to that. And we wouldn't have Diddy or Bad Boy without Big, you know what I mean? Just keep that real. And Diddy, you know, milked the legacy and the death. To me, he monetized the death and the legacy. But, you know, the short time we had Big and the two albums we did get from him, or three, if you want to count the Junior Mafia one, definitely are, you know, one of the greatest pieces of music of all time. Not just in hip-hop, but of all time, you know what I mean? And it's a template. I mean, people, that's what people refer and go back to, mm-hmm. You know, when they're talking about rap and hip hop, they always bring up Big and, you know, Pop. What's your favorite Big song?
I mean, I'm not going to do the cliche Juicy.
No, but Juicy is a...
Yeah, no, it's a classic, but I feel like everyone does that. I like Brooklyn's Finest with Jay. I like the Crack Commandments.
I just, like, you could say that. I feel like when people be saying shit from Ready to Die, even though it could be, I just be like, that's not fair. He was dead. Like, y'all trying to, fucking Juicy is one of those songs. Like,
nah, it's definitely one of those. It's like, I mean, that's just,
nah, so I think Juicy is more of a, what's your favorite Pac song? Okay, so this is where Big is up on Pac. California Love is the corniest fucking song to me when I hear that at weddings, and but it's such a classic song, but it's like corny.
I feel like,
and I don't feel like Big has that corny fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Commercial sellout song.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. But I think at that point with Pac, it was just like they were trying to hit on different cylinders outside of what everyone was used to hearing. You know what
I'm
saying?
But that song is very like West Coast, and I even think Daz did that beat, but it's very West Coast, but it's corny now when I hear it. I'm just like,
I like the video better than the song.
Yeah, the video, you know, back they had a budget. Hype Williams. Yeah. They had a budget. Hype Williams is doing everybody a video. But yeah, I don't think Biggie has like a corny song. Tupac has corny songs.
Yeah.
Biggie don't have a corny song. So I get the, like, when people say Biggie had that street grit, Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? It's Brooklyn nonstop all the way. I see that, you know what I mean?
Nigga, he got a song. Like, the thing is like, yo, like, I'm looking at this shit. He got a song with Too Short.
Biggie. What is it called? Is that Nasty Girl one?
And he got... You got it. Yep.
Now, are these real songs where they were in the studio together? Are these
songs that Big Booty Hoes
pieced together after he died?
Big Booty Hoes. Too Short.
And who that's on Ready to Die?
I'm pulling the... it's not on Ready to Die.
That's not on... The first big album.
It's on Born Again. So that don't really.
It don't count.
Really count.
I don't like stuff like that.
Yeah.
What did they call it after they die? What is this shit called?
Like a tribute?
Not tribute. What's that word? I'm looking for that word. Posthumous album. How do you say it? I think I'm saying it wrong, but yeah, I don't feel like they're trying to put together a Nipsey album. I'm just like, don't do that. They'll get some shit from the Cutting Edge Four, songs that don't even go together, bars that don't even go together, and make a song out of it. Trying to milk the legacy.
But that only you.
I mean, that's the era. Only You with 112. I thought I told you that We Won't Stop. You remember that?
Yeah.
That's a moment. That's not, you know what I mean? But if you take one component from that song wouldn't work. Only You.
I feel like, you're right.
You know what I mean?
You're right. I can see that. Yeah, you're right. I don't really want component.
But we'll see, though, man. So you picking Big and... I'm staying with Pac, man.
Yeah, but we got our reasons, you know. It's I understand your argument. You feel me? You made some valid points.
Very, very valid, man. Very valid, man. Pac don't have no kids, and the kids that fucking... No, my cousin did the movie with Christopher Wallace Jr. Shout out to CJ. Kicks, my cousin Jackie.
Oh, yeah. That's a dope film. That's a dope movie.
I don't know what them other kids are doing with, you know what I mean, with their father's legacy or whatever. I think his daughter, Big's daughter, was like making like a clothing line or some shit.
Yeah, she has like a...
I don't know what happened with it though, but, you know, and Pac don't have nobody to carry his legacy, so...
Nigga, we don't know. That nigga probably has some kids somewhere out there. We don't know.
Probably. I mean...
Ain't no telling.
He had all the girls. He had all the bitches sewed up and shit.
Ain't no telling.
But yeah, won't you... Give us your opinion on, you know, who's your favorite? Pac or Big. Join in on the conversation. Hit me up at Shine On Live on all platforms. Talk shit to me. Tell me who's your favorite. Who are you picking? Who you riding with? And drop your shit.
Yeah. Holla at me. Itali. A-T-H-A. The number one. I-E.
All right. See you guys on the next one.
Peace.
What do you think you're most known for? Your acting, your music, or the controversy that surrounds you?
My big mouth. My big mouth. I got a big mouth. Can't help it. I talk from my heart. I'm real. You know what I'm saying? Whatever comes, comes.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.